see where we are right now? But even with nobody here, and I am. I'm speaking. You know, and we had our the old camera went out right before.
Hey, good morning, Bay Harbor. I am so excited to be here this morning. We've already prayed over this sanctuary several times, and we are anticipating a move of God in your homes this morning as a body. What's just amazing is that Tom, even throughout this whole entire week, all this process, Bay Harbor, you are still being the light.
Yes.
We mentioned Wednesday night, but all the families we were able to feed through the meals that you guys took home. Man, it's been incredible, hasn't it?
It has. It's been really exciting.
I'm here with Pastor Tom this morning, and he's got a few words he'd like to share with you.
Yeah, Tom, I'll tell you. Thank you, Pastor Bobby. I feel an excitement in my spirit. I know there's so much that's going on. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of moving parts to what we're doing.
Yep.
And, you know, the word that I feel is fellowship. Even though that we're apart, I feel like we're so close. I know that we're working through the challenges that we have with being in your homes and all of these things, but I feel that excitement and I feel that fellowship that we have because of the Spirit of God in us.
Man.
I'm just thankful.
Yeah. Yep, so fellowship, we are. But you were telling, what else do you have, Tom?
Well, you know,
something else you can talk about.
One of the things I felt yesterday, I was walking and walking down my country road, and I felt just the word Emmanuel. I know it's Easter, but the time that Jesus was coming onto the scene, you know, he was being born, Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah.
Even times like this where we're separated from each other, God is with us. And I'm so thankful because he's not a distant God. The God I serve, he's right here with us.
Amen.
And I feel him now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He is with us at all times. And even though we've already said a few times, even though you may be in your pajamas right now sitting at the dining room table, hopefully with your family. If you don't have them yet, matter of fact, go wake them kids up. Say, get in here. We're going to have church together and begin to worship. I saw some pictures from Wednesday night service matter of fact, it got posted on the South Georgia Church of God Facebook page.
Wow.
It was one of our kids had his hand raised during the worship service. And they put it on. Find the biggest screen you can find and put it on in your house. I mean, you can.
Yeah.
If you have an iPhone or Android device, a lot of times you can stream those straight to your TVs. And man, make it big. Make it feel like you're here amongst us. Because we still are together in spirit.
Yes, we are. And I believe God is doing something powerful inside of the home. When we can get together with our children and really live out our faith before them, God is doing something powerful. Yep. I believe it.
So what else you got for us, Tom?
Well, I'm looking forward to our first ever pull-up communion. It's something different, but I think it's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to administering the elements. We're looking forward to that time of fellowship. You just come, pull into the property. You'll see the cones, and just pull up, and we're going to come out to your car, and we're going to do communion together.
Yeah, we're going to serve you. Just to iterate a little more, what he's talking about is as soon as this service is over, man, get your whole family.
Yeah.
We have plenty of elements for everyone, and we're going to serve you right in the midst of your car. We're going to be safe. We're going to be sanitary, but it's going to be pretty awesome. I can't wait. Yeah. And God does a lot of things in the midst of communion.
He does.
I've heard of people being healed and through the partaking of communion and just remembering and looking forward to what God's got for us.
Yeah.
Also, guys, Second Harvest has asked us to be a distribution site. Now, this is different.
Yeah,
the Harvest
different.
Always something different.
We're always a little different here.
Yep. From 9 to 10 o'clock every day this week. And that's 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. Every day this week, you can drive through and you can pick up a family box for food. That's while, as long as we have the stuff here, that is.
Yeah, while supplies last.
While supplies last, that's right. But we're going to start in the morning at 9 o'clock. And I know we're getting close. What are we down to? I think we're down to about a minute or so. So once again, I'm going to tell you, start getting your stuff together. Get your family together.
Yeah.
Here soon, we're going to transition right into the live worship. And I want you guys to just join in with us.
I'm looking forward to a powerful word and a powerful time of worship this morning.
Yeah. I hear the music, Tom.
Yes. And praise the Lord.
Bay Harbor, we love you.
Yes, we love you.
Looking forward to worship with you this morning. Let's get a moment. Unmatched in all your
Your kingdom has no end. We lift the banner high. We lift the name of Jesus. From age to age to reign. Your kingdom has no end. We lift the banner high. We lift the name of Jesus. From age to age to reign. Your kingdom has no end. You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only king forever, forevermore. You are victorious. You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only king forever, forevermore. You are victorious.
Come on, come on, come on. We are victorious. That's all we can boldly declare. We lift the banner high. We lift the name of Jesus. From age to age to age. Your kingdom has no end.
We lift our banner high. We lift the name of Jesus. From age to age to reign. Your kingdom has no end. We lift our banner high. We lift the name of Jesus. From age to age you reign. Your kingdom has no end. You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only king forever. Forevermore. You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only king forever. Forevermore, you are victorious.
Hallelujah, we bless his name. Yes, he is victorious. We know that we serve a God who's always there for us. In the good times and the bad times, though our foes, those who oppose us, be many, yet he is still with us. He's all we need. That's why when we sing this song, we can sing it confidently. Let's sing, My Foes Are Many.
My foes are many.
They rise
against me. But I will hold my ground.
I will not fear the war.
I will not fear the war. I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way. My help is on the way.
Oh my God.
I will not fear this promise.
Lord, whence cometh my help? It says, I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord.
Miracle worker, promise. never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Never stop working. You never stop working. You never stop. 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 You never stop working.
We make a miracle. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are. You're everything to me. You're a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Go ahead. Even when I don't.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop,
even when
you never stop working.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop. 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 You never stop working.
You are here,
touching every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You're meeting every single need.
Yeah.
So I worship you. I worship you.
Just say waymaker if you will.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
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 is who you are.
That is who you are.
Everything I need.
That is who you are.
So no matter what it is that's going on with you right now, what it is that you feel that you don't have, just receive of Him. Receive God Himself. You will find Him to be a miracle worker, a promise keeper, certainly a light in the darkness. He loves us and cares more about us than we'll ever know.
Wherever you find yourself this morning, if it's safe and you're not driving, I want you just to lift your hands to Him. And when you lift your hands to Him, I'm believing that there's going to be the lifting of the burdens off of your shoulders. You're uncertain to how everything's going to work out, but He's the way maker. You don't see anything happening, but even what you don't see doesn't mean that He's not working. You don't feel anything right now but dread and maybe despair. But even when you don't feel Him, He's working. Father, we acknowledge You today. We bless You today. We thank You today for who You are. And though miles separate us, Your presence is with us. We ask that You would just continue to move within our lives. And we join people all over the world today, believing for healing, believing for the miraculous to take place. And we trust You because we know You. We have experienced You within our lives and within the past because You are our Savior and our Lord. There are promises that we have in You, and we stand on them today. We love You. We bless You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We are glad that you've joined us today. Thank you so much for being online with us. Bay Harbor family, You are built for this. Times like this, you are built for, because you know today is going to be a little bit different. You know, it's kind of wild being here because the church is empty. There's no one here. But it's just not empty because the people are missing. It's empty because everything's gone from in here. All the pews are gone. Chairs, everything has been wiped out, because we're believing that something wonderful is going to happen. I know that we can't meet today, but we're believing that there's a day that's coming when we're going to be back together as the family. And when we come back together as family, You're going to come into a new sanctuary. And we're not holding up progress, but the Holy Spirit is still moving, and we want that to be your experience as well. That even though we may be shut down with a few things that we're not able to do, it does not mean that we're holding off everything, because the Holy Spirit is still at work, and we're believing in something powerful that's going to happen. And so we encourage you to continue to be part of it and anticipate what's going to happen. Now, if you will, if you're new to the Bay Harbor family, I want to encourage you that if you'll go online, you can look for our app on your mobile device. This will help you connect to everything that is going on within the Bay Harbor world while we're apart. On this app, you will find a place to go. There's a connection card. If you would take just a moment to fill out this connection card, even though you're not here, we would love to be able to make a connection with you. And so if you'll take just a moment to fill that out. Also, throughout the service today, if the Holy Spirit moves in your life, and there's you make a decision that you're going to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, you don't have to wait. Maybe at this very moment, the Holy Spirit is beginning to grab a hold of you because you feel yourself in despair. And yet, even as we were singing Psalms 121, that where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of all of it. If you will, I know Jesus would love for you to be Lord, and he'd be love to be Lord and Savior of your life. Maybe you're going to rededicate your life to him. Maybe you're at a place where you have been away from him and you want to come back home. Now is the time. So if you would, let us know by going to the app and giving there. Also, you can give. I know for some of you, giving is a part of your worship. The family at Bay Harbor, that's just who we are. You are a giving and loving church, and you understand that even though the economic times are not very promising right now, you know that you don't depend on those things for your provision. You trust Jesus, and you know that the continuation of giving and tithing is essential for you in the days to come. So we want you to know that you can give through the app. You can give at bayharbor.cc online, and you can also text to give. I've mentioned it the last time we were together, Wednesday night. But actually, during that time, we had people that have mailed in their offerings. We've even had people that came and dropped off their offerings. So however you want to do that, please make sure that you continue to make sure that worship is a part of, giving is a part of your worship experience. Today, after this service, at 10 a.m., we're gonna be distributing communion. We're going to have a pull-up opportunity for you. You don't even have to get out of your car. You don't even have to get out of your pajamas if you don't want to. Just come and be part. Make sure that you're with us. And so we'll go out and we'll safely just distribute the elements of communion with you. We're going to pray a prayer of blessing and covering over you. And we're also going to get to a place where we will read some scriptures that are just timely for this moment. It won't take a lot of time, but we want to continue to connect with you. And we're believing there's something that's going to happen through the power of communion. It's not the practice itself, but it's just us remembering and putting Jesus where he needs to be in our lives. We're believing that there's going to be a protection over you and a covering over you during these times. You know, life goes on. Sadly for us, even with what we're facing in all of this time, life goes on. We're going to continue with small group meetings. There's already been some small groups that have met through Zoom and different avenues. There's some that are scheduled for today throughout the afternoon. And if you would like to be part of a small group and you're not, please send us a message and let us know, because we would like to connect you somewhere. Well, we've had an interesting weekend. We hosted the MIP students here online through Zoom, had a great time with them. But we've also had some news that has affected us as our body. One of our pastors here, Pastor Vicente Rentas, his mother in Puerto Rico, went home to be with the Lord on Friday night. They are on their way to Puerto Rico right now to be with them. And we also have some good news today. Our kid men leader, Mary and Lance Gabriel, welcomed in their second child. Grant Isaac was born on Thursday. So what I hope we see in this is that life does continue. and your life will continue. And today we're going to continue on with our series. We've been talking about the last seven sayings of Jesus while he was on the cross. I've been receiving some interesting different texts and messages throughout this time. And one meme that I received was, it talked about the reasons that we have to watch service online. They offer four different reasons why we should be enjoying this time that we're really being forced into. One is that you don't have to worry about the parking. You don't have to worry about coming, getting out of your car, or anything. The second one is you can refill your coffee anytime you want to. You can relax in your pajamas. But I just don't know about this fourth one. The fourth one says you can mute the pastor. Please, as you're watching today, don't mute me. Just allow the Lord to speak into our lives as we get into his word. What I hope you will have is maybe you'll invite someone else to join along that's not viewing yet. And if you will, stick with us to the end. We want to end with prayer again today. But while Jesus was on the cross dying for the sins of humanity, he was speaking life. And not only was he dying so that we could live spiritually, but he was also providing for every other need we have as well. And as we look at this third saying that he uttered on the cross, we see the power of the wholeness that he provides. While you're in your app, you can go to the icon that says the seven last sayings of Jesus. And while you're there, you will see the outline of today's message. And at the end of it, you can actually email it to yourself and have it as a keepsake of something that you can reflect on throughout the week. But if you'll look with me at John chapter 19 and verse 26. When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son." And he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, the disciple took her into his home. Crucifixion. Crucifixion was a form of capital punishment that the Persians, who are now the Iranians, that they developed close to 3,000 years ago. It was an act that was so torturous that it was believed that the body would convulse and actually twist and contort in pain to where there would be no relief. The idea and the objective is that the criminals would understand the magnitude of the pain that they were going through so much that they would reflect on their life and curse the very day that they were born. In other words, what they wanted to see was to somebody die crying out for mercy and there to be no relief. The Persians believed that their ground was holy and their ground was sacred, so much so that they elevated the victims off the ground 3 to 4 feet into the air. When the Greeks took over the Persians, they continued the practice of crucifixion. And when the Romans took over from the Greeks, they continued that practice as well. To where now, as we go back in time, we see Jesus experiencing the same atrocious pain that others before him had endured. But yet, while Jesus was being crucified on the cross, he still had the wherewithal within his life to ensure that his mother would receive the comfort that she needed from him. This act of selfless love still speaks to us today. For us as believers, even in the midst of the chaos of life, we understand that there is still Jesus there providing for us. He died so that we could have life. And I want us to just quickly today look deeper into this. At the foot of the cross, there stood five individuals that we know of who were supporters of Jesus. There were a lot of people who were there, But there was only five of them who really cared for Jesus. And one of them was his mother. I cannot even begin to imagine what it was like for her to watch her son go through what he went through on the cross. This mother who had been there for the years and wounded and bandaged the wounds that he had stood back helplessly as his blood fell from the cross. This mother who in times past that whenever Jesus was thirsty got him a cup of water and took it for him to quench his thirst, but as he cried out, there was nothing she could do. This mother who had comforted him and held him in her arms before, now stood there paralyzed and unable to move. When people talked about Jesus and him being different, there being something peculiar about him, and they would make fun of him, it was Mary who would come to his side. But right now, there's nothing that she could do. But yet somehow, some way, now all of a sudden, the words that have been spoken and prophesied over him in the past was coming to fulfillment. In Luke chapter 2, we see that when they went to the temple to have Jesus dedicated to the Lord, that Simeon the prophet stood up and began to speak a word over Mary and Joseph. And part of what he spoke within that passage says that in Luke 2, 34 and 35, Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, the baby's mother, "This child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall and many others to rise. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him." At that moment, I wonder if her mind was going back to this prophecy. That as she was standing there watching all of this unfold, if she wasn't aware of what was being spoken. But then he continued, "As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your very soul." No question that at that moment, a sword was piercing her inner being as she stood there helplessly. But this speaks something to us. Many of you have seen the pain of your loved ones. You have been with them during times that they have experienced great pain and even loss, and you understand what Mary is going through. But even within your own life today, you may be experiencing pain. But what brings me comfort is that whenever there's been prophecies that have been given in the past, it helps me with what I'm facing in the present. It helps me to overcome and to be able to endure things that I couldn't normally endure, because I know this. I know this to be true, that God has a plan that he's working. And even during this time, there's something powerful that's taking place. And as Jesus begins to speak, he speaks in his words, and we're waiting. What is it that he would say to his mother? He doesn't even have to say anything. I mean, he's being tortured. But yet in the midst of it, somehow, he begins to utter words. The words that he utters are really strange and peculiar to us. The first thing he says is, "Dear woman." I don't know about you, but that wouldn't fly too well with me. I've not been one that's addressed my mother as woman before. Not and lived to tell about it. But this was a term of endearment. This was a term of affection within their culture. But I believe there's something more that Jesus was speaking when he said this. When he said this, he was being affectionate towards her, but why not just say, "Hey, Mom"? Because he knew something. And from this, there's something that we can learn. Sometimes we need remembering that Jesus is in control of everything. Sometimes, even when our worlds just seem to be tossed around, we need to be reminded that Jesus is in control. And even at a moment that it seemed like he wasn't, he was. And by addressing her as dear woman, we get to understand this if we'll look back earlier in the book of Luke. Here, or in John chapter 2. Here they are. Jesus is with his family. And they're heading to go to a wedding. And while they're at a wedding, the unthinkable happens. The host runs out of wine. This would just not be some little mistake. This would be great humiliation. And so Mary, being the mother, wants to show Jesus off. She wants him to do something. She wants him to become famous because obviously she had seen some things that he had done, some miracles that he had worked in the past. But now all of a sudden she's pushing him into the limelight. And he addresses her and says, "Dear woman, dear woman, this is not my problem. My time hasn't come yet." So if you fast forward from that place to where Jesus is now, he's letting her know, now is my time. My time has finally come, and I am in control of all of this. I have faithfully been about my Father's business, and now my time has come. Maybe today we need reminding that he's in control. I believe that he would speak to us and say, "My time to return is not yet, but it's coming. I haven't forgotten the promise I've given you, but it's coming. Trust me." Secondly, we sometimes need redirecting in our perspective of Jesus. Jesus was changing the relationship and redirecting the relationship that he had with his mother. What he was speaking to her was, "Yes, you have seen me as son, but now you need to experience me as Savior. There has been a time where you have raised me," and Jesus, there's no mistake about this, Jesus, he honored his father and mother to the very end. But there needs to be a shift and a redirecting in the perspective that you have of who I am. I have been your earthly son, but even the mother of Jesus needed a Savior. And this is true for every single one of us. All of us need a Savior. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I believe that the times that we're in right now, that we do not need a great teacher. We do not need a prolific prophet. Nor do we need a great moral leader. What we need in the times that we're living in right now is a Savior. We need someone that we can trust in. We need someone who is there for us. And Jesus is that all-sufficient Savior who is able to do what we can't even imagine that he is capable of doing. Then Jesus changes and continues with his address. "Dear woman, here is your son." He's not only concerned with our spiritual lives, but Jesus is concerned with all of our lives. In essence, he gives John the disciple the responsibility of caring for the needs of Mary. Jesus was the firstborn of all the children that Mary and Joseph had. And with him being the firstborn, there came special responsibilities that Jesus would have on his shoulder. We see it in Scripture that oftentimes what we're looking at is it's called the double portion. Sometimes even within the church, we look at that double portion to mean that there's twice the amount of blessings of the Father's inheritance that will come to us. But really, what this is speaking to is it's speaking to the double portion of responsibility. While they were given all of the blessings was because they were responsible for caring for the needs of their family. And Jesus knew something. Jesus knew that he would be leaving. And he needed someone to stand in to be there for Mary. He knew that she would have needs. There would be a hole in her heart. There would be Sights that she would see that she couldn't unsee. She would need the companionship of others. She would need someone to provide for her. And Jesus was saying, Mary, Mama, I've got this. You can trust me. You can believe that I will take care of every need you have. And Jesus' care for his mother reminds us that he cares for us. It is a reminder that Jesus cares for us. According to Luke 8, those who hear God's word and obey it are his family. There are certain needs that you have, and I want to let you know that Jesus is the one who can fulfill it. Jesus can fulfill every need you have. The emotional needs that you have. During this time, what we're seeing is the effects of the uncertainty of tomorrow is bearing down, not just on our adults, but also on our children who are burdened with the uncertainty of tomorrow. Jesus can meet those emotional needs. Jesus can heal you. Jesus can calm fears. Jesus can eradicate anxiety. Jesus can comfort you because he cares for you. Jesus can meet the relational needs that you need. Jesus can fill whatever void there is that's missing. Jesus can take care of whatever physical needs that you have. You need healing? Jesus is the healing. You need deliverance? Jesus is the deliverer. Jesus is able to meet whatever physical need that you have, not only in your body, but he's the one that puts the roofs over our heads. He's the one that makes everything that we need. He is faithful and in control. And Jesus, yes, can even provide our financial needs. You see, Jesus is concerned with our spiritual being, yes, but he can meet every need we have because Jesus wants us whole. And think about it. If Jesus, in the process of dying, was able within that moment to utter out and to give instructions of care for his mother, how much can he do now in his resurrected and glorified self? Because now he is victorious over everything, and he truly is the supplier of everything that you need, and you can trust him. We are living in a time where we cannot trust the stock market. We cannot trust the government to be the one that gives us everything that we need. But we have a Savior who is there that we can trust in. You can put your entire life and the next life into his hands because you can trust him. So I don't know what it is today that you're battling. I don't know what it is that you're struggling with, but Jesus is the one who is victorious over everything that we have, and he is in your midst right now. He is drawing you and wooing you and saying, just trust me. Trust me with everything that you have because I love you and I care for you. You may not see what's going to come tomorrow, but I'm already in tomorrow and I know what's going to go on, and you can trust me because I'm here. I'm no longer on that cross, but I'm in the presence, so I'm there. And so I'm watching, and I see everything that you're going through. If you haven't given Jesus everything that you have, I challenge you to right now where you are, make an altar in your home. If you're burdened down with the cares and the responsibilities of what's going on, right now, make that altar and just begin to cry out to him. Just begin to cry out to him and say, Jesus, I need you. Please forgive me because I have sinned and fallen short, and I recognize today that I've thought about you differently than what I should have. I've thought about you as being this great leader and being someone, but I now know that I need a Savior, and I'm crying out to you. I'm crying out to you to get to that place in my life that you would forgive me and that you would cleanse me and that you would come live within my life. And I make you Lord today because I believe in what you've done for me. When you do that, all the burdens can be removed. All the burdens can be lifted from you. And you can experience the peace, the shalom of God. Because he's with you. Also, maybe you've been serving him for a while. Give it to him. You gave him everything when you first believe. Give him the stress. Give him the uncertainty. Give him what it is that you're struggling with and he'll take it. You know, this story doesn't end there. And as I get ready to close out this morning, I've got to be true to the text. Jesus said, "Here is your son." But then to the disciple that Jesus loved, John, he said, "Here is your mother." The exchange that Jesus gave on the cross for Mary wasn't just for Mary. John needed Mary just like Mary needed John. Jesus could have chosen any way that he wanted to do it to take care of the needs of Mary. He could have sent an angel who was given personal responsibility to oversee what was happening in her life, but he didn't. He could have chosen one of his brothers or sisters to handle it. We know in Scripture that he had siblings. But we also know in Scripture that they didn't believe. Not until after this happened. And Jesus wasn't going to leave his mama with just anyone. He was going to be there and give her the right one. So in essence, what is happening in this is that he was using John to be his substitute to care for the ones that he loved. And that is our role as believers. Our role as believers is to be the substitute for Jesus while on earth. We are responsible for caring, for loving, for supporting the ones that he loves. I challenge you to go out of your way to be intentional about showing that care to others. I like the way it ends. It says, "From then on." At that moment, the effects of the relationship were immediate. At that moment, John took Mary into his own home. At that moment, there was a change that took place. And John worked to the fulfillment, and tradition has that he kept that commitment until Mary passed away herself. God wants to use us. And no better time than right now for him to use us. I hope that you would be sensitive to the moving of the Holy Spirit. If you would, just get yourself ready, because we're going to spend some time in reflection on what God has done and maybe what he needs to do in your life. This is your altar call. This is the time. If you'll notice in this passage that Jesus did not remove Mary from the pain. Instead, he cared for her through it. You're facing those times. You may even be questioning, "God, where are you?" He's right there. He's loving on you. He cares for you. As they begin to play and sing, I want to encourage you to just enter into a time of worship. Enter into a time of worship with him. I'll come back in just a little while, and I want to have a closing prayer. But for this moment, if you would, just steel yourself into his presence. Steel himself into his presence. He's here to love on you. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you so much for being with us today. Please know that God cares for you, that Jesus loves you, and we will make this. We will overcome, because the gates of hell cannot come against us, but the church will prevail. That's the promises of God's word. Hang tight and trust Him. And we're going to see God in incredible ways. Father, I speak a divine blessing over the Bay Harbor family today. that, Lord, that you would continue to protect and preserve us, that you would continue to watch over us. Father, it's during these times that we need you. But Father, it's during these times that we get to see you as you remind us that you're in control and that you begin to redirect our perspective of who you are. Wow. Your spirit is moving even right now. May Harbor just receive from him today. Receive from him. Receive from him. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, we hope to see you in just a little while for communion. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord.
Good morning, Bay Harbor, once again. What an awesome, timely word Pastor John gave to us this morning. Jesus can meet every one of your needs. He can meet it emotionally. Whatever it may be, emotional, relational, physical, financial, he can meet those needs this morning for you. Awesome time, and God, I hope you've enjoyed this morning's live stream. Hope you and your family have been able to get together around the TV, around the device, whatever you've been watching it on, and just worship with us this morning. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here with Nicole, and Nicole Minshew.
The prettiest.
She's been affected by this in some different ways, and a lot of us have. She's a college student here at Coastal College of Georgia. College of Coastal Georgia. And tell us a little bit how you're feeling, Nicole.
You know, it's definitely something that has been personally stressing me out, and I'm sure other college students have been dealing with the same thing. But as Pastor John said during service, you know, you have to remember that God is in control of the situation.
All things.
And of all things. And that is definitely a word for me today.
That's good. I know you guys don't even know when you're going back yet for sure, do you?
We know that classes were canceled until the 30th, but yeah. As far as going back, we don't know if we'll be in classes or just online.
But technology is keeping you guys doing some things. So.
Absolutely.
Just like technology is helping us to still meet together once again. Pastor Tom mentioned before the service that the church isn't the building. The church isn't. Matter of fact, our administrative bishop of South Georgia, he sent out a text this morning to a lot of the pastors, and he said this is one of the, in record, in history, today the gospel got presented more outside the church than inside of a building. And I don't know, that's not a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. So I'm going to challenge you, get up, get in your car, drive down. We're going to be out here until 12 o'clock doing pull-up communion. Come and let us administer the elements to you and serve you. I'm telling you, God can do great things through communion, in the time of communion. I know it'd be different, but we're always about doing something different here at Bay Harbor. Also, if you would, once we end this video, this live video, would you share it for us? Just share it to your page. Tag some people that need to hear this. If you have some friends and family that need some encouraging to know that God is in control and he can do all things, tag them in it, share it, and just say, hey, take a minute and watch this. Incredible time of worship and an incredible timely word. Bay Harbor family, we love you guys. And I can't wait till we get to meet together back in this house. But until then, it's amazing that we still get to meet together, isn't it, Nicole?
It is.
Love you guys. You have a blessed day.